You're on with Mario Lopez.
What up, it's Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, my old pal, the very talented Shamar Moore. What's going on,
What's up,
man?
Dimples? What's up? You know I got to call you Dimples. What's up, man?
Man, I was thinking about it. We've known each other such a long time, and you have managed to stay busy for so many years, so congratulations.
Thank you, man. Thank you, man.
And the latest
You too. Thank you, sir.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that. SWAT returning for a second season this week. So where are we at when the show picks up?
Thank you to the homies, the fans, and the baby girls. That's what I call my fan base.
Baby girl nation.
But, you know, they gave us love all through season one, from the pilot to getting picked up and got through a full season. And here we are, season two. And so that's quite an accomplishment. I'm so proud of that, but couldn't do it without the fans. And, you know, if you've seen SWAT, you know what it is. Na-na-na, with the action. The action's off the chain. Last year it was helicopters and climbing down buildings and crazy fight scenes and motorcycle chases, car chases, and we're doing more of the same this year. So the first episode picks up with a crazy earthquake, and the action's through the roof. That's our signature. But what I'm also excited about is now we're going to start to get a little more depth into the backstories of characters.
Okay.
And just tell some interesting stories. And, you know, we deal with hot topics that are happening in real life today. I call it the Trump years without talking about Trump. It's not a political show. It's not a religious show. It's a fun show, but that deals with real life issues that are happening, you know, from Black Lives Matter to cyberbullying to immigration. But then not every episode is like that. And even when they are like that, we're not preaching to you. We're just trying to keep you conscious.
Here's a fun little
anecdote. I've had some cool parents in my career and on TV and on Criminal Minds. Toward the end of my run, Danny Glover played my father. That was insane. And so I was like, how do I top that? And so I'm not gonna say I topped it, but I think I found like on par. A legendary actor by the name of Oba Babatunde. He's got the coolest name, Babatunde.
That's a great name.
Oba Babatunde. And he's a legend. He was in Dreamgirls, and he's done so many things. And so he plays Hondo's father, and you met him last year. And then this year, I just did one scene about a week and a half ago. It's only one scene, but she'll be back for future episodes. But the legendary Debbie Allen is playing Hondo's mom. So I get so I'm working with some greats,
and some cool parents.
Yeah, it's an honor, and so I get to show up on set and dance with those guys. So it's fun. But yeah, SWAT is off the chain this year. I mean, every year. I mean, our signature is the action. We're going to blow your mind. You're going to hate the commercials because you're going to want to see more. But also a very socially conscious and a show with a lot of humanity.
Oh, good for you, man. Yeah, that's cool that you get to touch on all
You know what
stuff.
I've been, can I interrupt your show for a second? We have to digress because you started to mention it because we've known each other for a long time. A fan found some archives and posted it on my timeline. And I was like, holy, you know what? And so I had to repost it. So now I've been running around promoting SWAT season two, and all these talk shows, radio shows, whatever, have seen my Instagram, and it's Circus to the Stars. And that's how you and me met. 1994. And you did like the acrobatic stuff.
I did the trapeze. I did the high wire.
Yeah. And so now I've been running around talking about Circus to the Stars and talking about Mario Lopez and Mr. Dimples. I said, that's how we met. And his mama told my mama that he could kick my ass in the boxing ring. So
my mom is cold as ice. Don King over there.
What's she trying to get you in fights?
That's so funny, man. I'm going to have to use that pick for Throwback Thursday this week.
Yeah, for sure.
I'll have to do that. That's great. It's funny that you mentioned my mom, because my mother-in-law and my mom would love to come see you too, but they're coming by today to say hello. So you got to take a picture for me.
Most definitely. That's fun.
Now, do you shoot this show in L.A. entirely?
Yeah, it's
here?
All in L.A. Cause,
that's awesome.
Yeah, because it's SWAT originated in Los Angeles. And so the Sean Ryan, the producers, Neil Moritz, Justin Lin, they really wanted to showcase the world of SWAT from its origin and really showcase Los Angeles. So you get to see we're shooting a movie. We're really shooting a movie made for television, and we're showcasing all the different facets of Los Angeles. So yeah, there's a lot of bad guys all around L.A., and here comes the elite of the elite, and in Black Betty, which is the big truck that we roll around in, and we come and save the day.
That's cool that you get to stay in town, because as you know, so much of production now is out of town. Have you gotten any feedback from any SWAT, real SWAT members or police officers?
Oh, most definitely. We wouldn't be able to do what we do as authentically as we do it without them. So it's not even feedback like letters. No, we've been trained by them. We were trained by San Diego PD SWAT. Our tactical advisor is just recently retired last week. Odie Gallup, his name is Otis Gallup, and he's the real deal. And so we were trained by him and his squad, San Diego PD SWAT, members of LAPD SWAT, and met a few members of SEAL Team 6. Now, what that means is these are the real men and women that deal with real life and death, took down Bin Laden, Saddam Hussein. Like, these are the
real deal.
So not only are they, like, you and me got a few muscles and a few abs and all that, these men and women are on some different stuff. They take it to another level.
Next level, but
for them, it's not about being sexy or cool. It's the stamina, it's the physicality that they have to be able to do what they do. So then you're impressed by them physically, but then you talk to them and you see their emotional stamina, their emotional strength, and then you listen to their stories, whatever they're willing to tell you, and you realize that it's deep, and they've seen the light, they've seen the dark, they've seen life and death. Their bullets are real, ours aren't. And so then all of a sudden you really develop a sense of respect, and it's really important for all of us, the producers, but especially the cast. We don't just want to be cool actors running around doing cool things with cool guns, kicking down doors and blowing up stuff. We are doing that, and it's a fun time, but we really want to show a certain sense of homage and respect to the real men and women of law enforcement. So there's a lot of tactical training and going out to gun ranges and understanding what these weapons do. So you can, it's fun, but it's also, there's a huge amount of respect, you know? And so if we can tell cool, interesting stories that have a lot of humanity, if we can make cops cool again and give them a certain sense of dignity, but also make it clear that cops aren't perfect, especially with what's going on in this country and around the world right now. There's a lot of, bad happening. And so, but if we, a TV show's not going to fix it, but if we can create a conversation, create a little more dialogue and patience between civilians and police. And so the cops aren't perfect, and you and me and civilians, we're not perfect, but there's a lot of good. So if we can embrace the good. So it's a powerful message through a TV show. But like I said, we don't preach to you. But if you want the action, trust me, we got that in spades. But if you pay attention, that message of humanity and humanizing each other is really special.
Love that. That's powerful. Great message.
I have a question. Who was better on Circus of the Stars?
We did different things.
Our show was better than most. Yes, our show was better. Yeah, no, you're...
Your high wire was tough, man. I remember I was trying to mess around right there on the because you started out.
Walking across?
It's about 20 feet, and that's about 25 feet across and 25 feet high. But
yeah. Wow!
But it was 10 weeks of training. Back here in LA, for those listening, where the Grove is, the Grove wasn't there anymore, and they used to do it up here at Universal.
Okay,
but this was the last year they did it, and they did it down at CBS Farmers Market, and there was no Grove, so there's a big tent and all that. And so we got out there, and I know for the high wire, it was 10 weeks of training, Monday through Friday, 4 hours a day. So at that time, I was on Young and Restless, the soap opera. And so when I would finish my scenes at the soap, I would just walk to the backyard and put on my tights. And trust me, that was the hardest part of the job, is wearing them damn tights. But it was.
Oh, my God. Oh, you posted it already. Yeah, oh, that's great. Yeah. I'm looking at your Instagram right here. That big pole. You had. Mm-hmm. And that actually helped you.
No,
right?
That was my best friend.
That was balancing,
yeah,
right?
That's what you need. And then, because the woman with me.
I like the suspenders.
Yeah, the suspenders and the top hat. And then when I take off the top hat, I've got an afro puff.
Yes.
That's when my hair grew.
That's awesome. Hey, you know what, though? That's a cool thing that never forget, though, right?
Yeah,
what a great thing.
It's honestly, Mario, I'm not going to lie. We've both done some cool things, and I speak for myself. But, I've jumped out of airplanes to get over my fear of heights and doing the skydiving thing. Now on SWAT, Hondo's doing all kinds of crazy shit, and I'm like, yo, Shamar's scared of heights. And they're like, yeah, but Hondo isn't, so get up there. But Circus of the Stars, learning how to do that, when I had a fear of heights, walking on a wire, carrying a young lady on my shoulders, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
It's one of the coolest, proudest things to this day that I've done in my life. Because if you had told me, before that, you're going to walk on a wire 20, I'd be like, yeah, get the...
Everything
was cool. I was like, even as a young kid, I was, I'll try anything. The only thing I never wanted to mess with was the dude that messed with the lions. Lion trainer. I was I'm good.
But that was my choice.
Did you have the choice of the lion tamer?
That was my choice. Because when I got on the soap opera, I got hired on the soap in April of 1994. And so my agent at the time, somebody dropped out of the circus. So there was an open spot. And so he thought it'd be cool for me to get some exposure 2 months into being in Hollywood.
Right.
So he says, go back there and go meet Bunny Stivers and whoever else it was. the people that ran it. Yeah. And they said, just go meet them and see what happens. And they said, how are you, et cetera. So you have two choices. You have the lions and tigers cage, or you can walk on that wire. I was like, look, I love lions. And at the time I didn't have it, but now I got a tattoo on my shoulder of a lion. I've got lion pics all around my house. Right. I love lions.
I love lions too.
I love them, but I'm not getting in the cage.
I'm not trying to mess with them.
And I was like, my black ass is going to look like a big old steak. I was like, nah.
Because
nah,
a lion
nah.
can go lion.
Yeah.
Any
yeah.
minute.
You want me out there with a whip going, yeah, do what no, I tell you.
Right.
I
mean,
look here, little man. And I was like, nah. I said, give me the tights. I'll walk on the wire.
I'm with you on that, man. That's I love strolling down memory lane with you. All right, before I let you go, Shamar, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, all right? Current song obsession?
Eminem's new album. Fall. Okay. Eminem Fall.
Last movie you saw in theaters?
Black Panther.
Celebrity crush growing up.
Man, celebrity crush growing up. Well, back in the Halle Berry, and then I met her and I dated her. So,
oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Dang, that's an answer.
Now, just for the record, whoever's right. married to her, dating her, whatever, it was 25 years ago. Long time ago.
That's player when you can like grow up liking someone, then you end up dating them. Yeah. Nickname growing up.
I've had so many nicknames. I challenge you to come up with one I haven't had.
Really?
Right now my name is Shamar, so I'm called, most of my homies call me Sham. They're like, Sham. Yo, what's up, big Sham? Sham, Sham. But through my life, I've been Sham, Sham Rock, Shammy, Shammy Cocoa Puff, Shlemiel, Shlemazel, Sham Rock.
Dang, you have a catalog.
Shay Shay, Marmar. But in fourth grade or in elementary school, the kids kids make fun of each other. And their nickname for me when they wanted to mess with me was Mar.
Yeah, that one's not going to stick. I can tell you right there.
Yeah, yeah. But how you like me now?
Right, exactly. Take that. If you could be any animal, what would you pick?
I'm a lion, dude. I mean, I do. I respect them, but I respect them from afar. I just like what they stand as they stand for. My first tattoo. I have five. My first tattoo was as a lion that sits on my right shoulder, and I've interpreted it for me. I'm an only child. I just like how loyal they are, how brave they are. They don't mess with you unless you mess with them. Mm-hmm. But they'll protect their family. They're hunters. They're go getters. So there was just a definition interpretation. I just like and their presence, you know, that lion's mane and just their presence.
And I like that they sleep for like 19, 20 hours a day.
And they have sex like 50 times a day for like 20 seconds.
Right. See, I'm down with that.
And that's what happens. And I'm 48. So that's
as you
right.
get older. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I got a good 20 seconds.
Well, Big Sham, thank you so much for hanging out. SWAT airs Thursdays on CBS. You can follow him on Twitter at Shamar Moore. Thanks for stopping by, man. Always great to see you.
You're my dude, man. Respect. On with Mario Lopez.